boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I'm Vicky Barcelona.
What's up, Vicky?
That over there is Taryn.
Hi.
Hi. And because it is a Saturday, we have my lovely roommate, Melissa.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, darling.
Melissa, I have to say I love your tank top.
Thank you.
For those of you that can't see, which is everyone.
She's not wearing
really,
one.
Really, really cute. It's freaking awesome.
She's actually not wearing one. That's what's happening.
Yeah, she's naked. We're actually, welcome to the naked version of the podcast.
We're all naked. Can you hear the nude?
That actually would be kind of fun. If you guys would be open to it.
Well, the thing is, there's people walking around the studio even on a Saturday.
All the time. Our poor street teamers would be like, what?
You just put like KISW stickers over the naughty
little
bits.
Pasties.
Do you have the thing for people to get a hold of us?
Yeah.
Or, okay, awesome.
You
have the info.
Call us. It's 253-271-9343. Or you can email us. It's thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get some emails a long time ago, but they were sitting in our spam folder. So we're sorry.
Yes, we're very sorry. We have a couple. And I totally remember having this conversation. This one's from Jeremiah Stone King.
How long ago did he send it?
He sent this in March.
Sorry.
Sorry, Jeremiah. And P.S., you're a great tweeter, and hope to see you at Red Fest next Saturday, a week from today, because you poured me so many delicious beers last year. All right, it says, hola, ladies. This may be a bit late.
Well, late for us, too, so.
But on the subject of meeting people in Seattle, I had a couple suggestions that might help defuse the infamous Seattle freeze. Being funny, not punny, as this leads to the groaning you don't want, is a great way to open a conversation. Being a plus-size brother will probably help me a bit more with this than you, but I'd bet my next beer that everyone can appreciate a humorous addition to their group. That's very true.
All right.
I agree. And the more anecdotal you can get, the better. Being funny isn't limited to telling zingers. A little self-deprecation goes a long way. Also, be polite. True story.
Does self-deprecation work if you're a girl, or do you just come off as...
No, it works.
It works?
I would use that when I like go on dates when I first meet people.
Like, okay, give us an example.
Well, okay, because...
Like, I'm your date.
Okay.
Hi, you're very lovely today. Would you like a glass of wine? But, like, what would your self-deprecation, like, what kind of joke would you do?
Well, because I'm Asian, I usually do the Asian card and be like, sorry, I'm late. Like, I couldn't find the place because I'm such a horrible driver or something silly like that. I mean, it's true.
It's like, I can't have a glass of wine because I'm Asian and I will get drunk off of one glass of wine.
Yeah, and it makes you seem more approachable if you're able to make fun of yourself. So, like, usually when I first meet people, that's usually a good lead-in.
Mm-hmm. It's a good icebreaker. Mm-hmm. He also says, I've never had a person say they didn't like me because I said please and thank you. It's true. One more thing. Be sure that you're ready to have new or more friends. If you meet someone that you see as being a long-term buddy, be sure to boost that relationship out of acquaintancehood and into bar crawl territory. You only fly as high as your weakest wingman or wingwoman, so be proactive. That's all I've got for now, but I hope I helped without sounding too preachy. Washington is definitely the place to be, but like anywhere else, a friendly face is always welcome. Love the show, the station, and all the good folks that are a part of it. Keep rocking, people. Cheers.
Nice.
That
was a very well-written email. Very
elegant. I think we should do that, like where we should go out, the group of the broadcast, and try to go make friends. We can try to make female friends. But
I don't know.
Maybe just a group of people, guys and girls, like at a bar, and just okay, let's glom onto them and become a big mega group.
Yes. Well, and I just unveiled to the ladies here that I just moved. Woo! So now I have to make new friends. I'd been living in Bellingham for so long and I barely had any friends in Bellingham. Now I've relocated again and I need new friends.
I'll see if I might, because you're kind of getting up close to my territory, like Steven. So I think I might know some peoples. I'll find some.
Yep.
Hook you up there.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me just go back to his email, though. I very much disagree with the don't tell puns, because I love puns, especially if they're animal puns.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just lay that on me.
Dude, I said one the other day on BJ Shay's Geek Nation, another fine podcast here at KISW, and we were talking about why people like cat videos, and it turns out why we're so attracted to cat videos is when you're petting a cat, or I'm assuming any animal, you get that same feel, like that feeling of calmness and happy and everything. So when you're watching the videos, you get that same feeling.
That's cool.
So I'm assuming that's why you like watching dog videos. You get the same feeling as if you had your dog there. So it's, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, you guys, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, but
and they're all like, stop, stop, out.
And I agree, I like puns. And so Brad is actually like the king. We call them Brad Cash jokes, or we call it, what is it? LHF, low-hanging fruit. Like any low-hanging fruit joke, like we're all about it. But one time there was this story somewhere in like Alaska, a bear came onto the grounds of a dentist's office. So everyone that was in at the dentist was stuck. They couldn't go anywhere because there was this bear. And Brad said, it must have been a molar bear.
Oh.
So yes, I like Stu. See, look, Melissa's laughing.
All right, guys, this is your task. If you choose to take it, you will send us puns and we will read them here and get Melissa to laugh.
Yes, good puns.
Send us your good puns. Do we have another email, I believe?
Yes, let's see. This is from May 27th. From Tyler A.
It's not too bad.
Hey, ladies, I've heard of your podcast from the Men's Room, BJ's show, and all the podcasts, but I can't find it. I use Podcruncher for all the KISW podcasters' podcasts, but I can't find yours. Maybe you can help, especially with the woman, the myth, the legend, Jolene, starting a new adventure. I'm hoping she'll make appearances on all the podcasts here and there. So please help me find your podcast. Thank you. And you ladies rock. That's from Tyler in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Whoa. All right. So there's a couple places you can find our podcast. And I actually sent you the link directly to the page. But for everyone wondering, if you go to our Facebook page, there is a link there. And we usually post links to all our podcasts as they come up. But if you go to KISW.com, we are under the BJ and Migs page. If you go to the BJ Migs page and you just check out podcasts, scroll down, it'll give you the broadcast. You can check it out there. We're also on iTunes, I believe. And if you have the KISW app, which is available for the Android and iPhones and all that stuff, you can just download that app and you can just listen to us directly from the app.
Easy peasy done.
Super easy. So there you go. And I think we have one more email.
One more email, and I'm excited about this one. I just don't know if I'm going to pronounce this person's name correctly. It looks like, is it Cassian or Cashin? C-A-S-S-I-A-N.
Cassian. Well, you can email us back and tell us how to pronounce it. We promise we'll do it in a timely
manner.
Either
way, it looks very beautiful.
In at least 3 months.
I would like to write that name in cursive. It's very beautiful. And this is from June 9th, so we're only like a month behind on this one. It says, I just wanted to chime in on your latest episode with the Terminator.
Tumornator. Yeah, well, my friend Robin came in. And
I totally just botched that. The Tumornator.
Yeah, thanks, I know it's kind of tricky, but we love Robin, yes.
So, and here we go. So I just wanted to chime in on your latest episode with the Tumornator. So much of my yes for the discussion of safe sex. Coming from a country that publicly discusses sex and sexual things and treating it as a normal everyday thing, it is awesome to see people who have a public voice to discuss this issue. Keep up the awesome podcasts.
Yeah, well, we should probably have an all sex type podcast. Not necessarily talking about our sexual exploits, even though I have no problem talking about that.
Oh, girl.
We'll probably see if we can get Robin in here and we can talk about some facts, statistics.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe make a video or something. Along those lines.
A sex video?
Well, not a sex video, but like condoms. you get all those teenagers that, you know, you get the... Did you guys ever have to do like the condom of the banana thing?
No.
See, our school, surprisingly, even though Robin went to our school and she was a part of this thing called... I'm totally blanking on it right now. It is a... Damn it. Okay, I'll remember it in a few minutes. Basically, there were a group of high schoolers that would go to other schools and they would volunteer to teach sex ed to their peers.
That's cool.
At other schools, be like, hey, look, we'll tell them all about, you know, STDs and condoms and contraceptives, and they'd, you know, work well with like Planned Parenthood and stuff. And she, like a lot of her friends, and I think she was a part of this group. The funny thing is, like, a lot of the people that were in this group were from Lake Stevens High School, but Lake Stevens High School wouldn't use them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like they wouldn't, like, we had an abstinence. Like, we still had the condoms and we learned a little bit about condoms, but we didn't really, like, we learned about the STDs and about pregnancy, all that, but you don't really learn. Like the details.
No, and I, you know, coming from Stanwood, that they didn't really talk about anything. Like, I don't remember really having any great, like, health class. Sorry to my old teachers. I'm totally slamming you right now. But
it's
like,
not their fault. It's the school's fault and the administrator's fault.
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily the teacher's fault.
Because it's just a small little town and everybody there is a good church-going, you know, person. And I think that they just didn't talk. We just didn't talk about sex. And even, like, no disrespect to my parents, but they were terrible at having the talk with me. And I think if I had had, like, my peers... You know, I think that's where I went for information anyway, but if there was like a structured thing.
And they have all the right information.
Support,
it's not
exactly.
Just like, oh, dude, I heard if, you know.
I heard if you touch it there, it does this.
It's like you can't get pregnant if she's on top, that kind of thing. Like, that's, no, you have somebody who has the information, but they're in your youth group. But like, what I when I was in college, I didn't do so well. I'm not a school person, but the only class I did well in was a psychology class called Human Sexuality. Mm-hmm. And in this class, we in college, mind you, like we learned everything. You learn about the reproductive system. You learn about condoms and contraceptives. And but you also learn the history about certain cultures. And the one thing like I love the teacher would say, he made it so comfortable to talk about. But he said, look, we have our culture and we have our beliefs here on how sex should go in the sense of like, you know, when it comes to minors or whatever. But he's like, but you go to different cultures in Africa, for example, or in different time periods where, for example, and I think some cultures in Africa, there's a woman for when boys turn 12 years old, they will go to this woman and she will teach them how to pleasure women. So she will have sex with these 12 year old boys.
Oh, my gosh.
And teach them how to pleasure women so they know how to pleasure their wives when they get older.
Wow.
And so for us, you're like, you're having sex with a minor. That is punishable by law, blah, blah, blah. You're a horrible person. But if we go to their country and their culture, we cannot judge them.
No, absolutely
this not. Is like, we do not judge this. And this is a judge-free zone. Mm-hmm. If that happens here, yeah, no, that's not okay here.
That's a jail sentence.
But, you know, like, why can't we teach that in high school? Like, let's just be, yes, kids are immature, but they're going to be having sex. They're idiots, and they will have sex.
So
sex
if they're going
good.
To do it, at least make sure they're doing it with, like, informed, mm-hmm. you know, material and...
Don't just try to scare them. Here's a flower baby. They just think it's funny. They think it's fun. They're not going to take it seriously.
No, I mean, I still remember like the first, I think the very first time we ever watched anything was in like fourth or fifth grade or something like that.
And that's usually just female stuff.
And you're just laughing and giggling and it's so awkward. And then, but like, I think throughout your life, there's, you can always continue to educate yourself mm-hmm. and be proactive with your sexuality. Even as a 30-year-old woman, I think that that's something is still important to talk about.
And like, no matter how much you think you know about sex, and that's the one thing our teacher would tell us. He's like, here, he wrote, drew a little circle on the board. He's like, this is how much you know about sex and, you know, everything. By the end of my class, he drew this giant circle. He's like, this is what you're going to know. And I did. Like, I learned so much. It was interesting. It was fascinating. But it was mind opening, you know, like eye opening just to hear all these different cultures. Like another one that kind of stuck with me. There's a little island off the coast of Ireland or mm-hmm. something. They're a tiny. I think there's only like 300 people. Like granted, I went to college like 7-8 years ago, but there's like 300 people that live on this island. Mm-hmm. So the need to reproduce isn't fast. It's tiny. It's small. Yeah, they don't need to reproduce. So they're not very sexual beings. So so much, though, that if they're the only time they're ever naked in their entire life is when they're born.
Oh, wow.
Because they put these giant robes on. They wash themselves under. They take like wet cloths. It's just really baggy. They wash themselves underneath. If they see a dog licking its genitalia on the street, they will beat that dog.
Oh, my God.
Because it's sexual and it's so, you know, oh, no, you know, so they don't do anything.
Wow.
Like they only have sex to reproduce and that's not really needed. So they don't really have sex. It's very, So you get so many different types of cultures. And like you get some that are like always having sex and you have some that will never even speak of it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing. So it's very fascinating. So that's what we need to teach in schools.
Absolutely. It's absolutely. Like, I'm all about it.
I don't know. That's just me. Sorry, I'm off my soapbox.
Sex is great. Just do it safely.
All right. Speaking of sex, we have a list here from BuzzFeed. 24 shameless ways to get drunk that are actually brilliant.
Oh,
I do not condone getting drunk and having sex with people because that could lead to bad things. But
it does. It does. Even if you're in a committed relationship. Some injuries, you know.
Injuries. And, you know, there's always the like, you know, oh, we were both drunk. So he's responsible with that. But, you know, you're going to get. Sorry, that was probably a bad segue. But we like to talk about sex and we like to talk about drinking because. You know, we all here like to drink, don't we?
Yes.
Melissa likes to drink a glass.
Yeah, just one.
Just one.
That's all she needs.
A glass. That damn sangria.
Oh, she gets all blushy. It's so cute. But I have a couple here and we'll go around and we'll talk about all of them. Number one, it's fill up your partly finished 40. So if you buy a 40 of like Old English, whatever. So you drink part of it. Those like cost you what? Like $2.50? I don't really
They're really cheap, yeah.
Like the malt liquor. I don't really drink those, but you drink part of it. And you add orange juice, and it's called a brass monkey.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so you drink it up to the label, right at the top of the label, and you just fill it up with orange juice so you can have more to drink.
That makes me want to listen to the Beastie Boys. Brass monkey, that monkey. Do you
wonder
know
if
that song?
No.
What? It's a great jam.
I'm wondering if that's why they made the song for this drink.
I think they did.
Woo!
Back in, like, 1988 or something like
that. There you go. Well, that was before I was born.
Lil Vicky. What year were you born?
89.
Oh, my God. What year were you born?
89.
Oh! That's right. You guys are my brother's age. And his birthday is on Monday.
Woo! Birthdays.
Yeah, birthday.
We're going to party
89.
Hard.
Class of 89. No, not class of 89. Okay. What are you guys?
I'm 2007.
Class of 07.
Next one, you can do the same thing. The number two is but do refill your refill it with Red Bull instead of orange juice.
Ooh.
So you take your Old English, drink it to the top of the label, and then just fill it with Red Bull.
Now the thing I have with Red Bull, every time I have Red Bull at all, it just reminds me of Jaeger bombs, and I have a hard time smelling it. You know what I mean? Like, it just reminds me of Jaeger bombs, so that might be a tough one for me.
I think there's something about Jaeger
bombs.
There is.
I have it here, which it's already making my mouth do that gross watering thing, you know?
Yeah. But I think the Red Bull with the Old English is called the Good Shepherd.
Good Shepherd.
Number three on this list, if you're kind of sick, but you still want to party, this might be a good one. If you drink nothing but vodka with Emergency, you'll literally live forever. So just put Emergency in your vodka and you'll be fine.
Everything's good.
And it'll taste good, right?
It's going to kill all the bad. Put in some good.
And they have the official recipes on this list, and we'll post them on their Facebook page, the whole article here. But number four, there is truly no amount of amount or type of liquor that does not at home. Okay, I'm going to just say it myself. It's basically there's no amount or type of liquor that will not pair well with a 7-Eleven Slurpee.
Oh, that's such
a good call. Speaking of which, it is 7-Eleven.
Free Slurpee Day.
Yes. Oh, what? It is today.
Yes.
There's so much crap going on in Seattle, which we'll talk about after this list, because Melissa and I are going to be doing something after the podcast. But yes, we need to go to the 7-Eleven, like, stat.
For sure.
All right, so number five. You need the High Shirley. If you need a High Shirley, I think it's what it's called. You take grenadine plus maraschino cherries and a Miller High Life.
Oh.
That's a High Shirley.
Weird. I would never think to do that. That's interesting.
I wouldn't think to put that in my mouth.
No.
Number six, I think everybody knows about this. Gummy bears and vodka. Let it soak. And you can actually do it with any kind of alcohol as long as it's 80 proof.
80 proof. All right. That's the key.
Gummy vodka. Have you guys ever tried the gummy?
Yeah.
Well, I've eaten like gummy worms that were soaked in vodka before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are they're delicious. It's basically like almost kind of like a Jello shot.
Okay, I've only done I've had cherries that were soaked in Everclear for a couple of years.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it tasted like I was chewing into battery acid. Thanks, Rev.
Everclear is a nasty beast. We used to make like a kind of spody with
spody,
it,
yeah,
and that was okay. But anytime that there's just like a cherry soaked in Everclear would make me probably throw up.
Yeah. I was when I was still new to drinking. They're like, I was 21, and it was, I think, the holiday hangover ball.
Oh.
So I was only 21 for a couple months.
Yeah.
And I didn't really start drinking until I was 22, to be honest. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm backstage at the holiday hangover ball. Woo, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an adult. And Rev's like, who wants some of these? I'm like, it has alcohol in it. I will have some. And it's
because I am old enough.
And it's like, and I wasn't drinking because I was working. So I'm like, this isn't going to get me drunk. Okay, I'll try it. Nope. It burned. It tasted like fire.
Oh, yeah.
Next one is make an adult slushy juice bag by freezing your booze with a mixer of your choice, and you put it in a Ziploc bag. You freeze it because the alcohol is not going to freeze, but the other liquid is.
Ah.
So it'll get all slushy. So yeah, you just mix them in, and then you just put a little straw in your little Ziploc bag and drink it.
That is hilarious.
I got two more, and then I think we're off to Melissa. Number eight, when the party runs out of ice or mixers, just pour some whiskey into a cold beer.
Oh, my God.
And then this is kind of, number nine is similar to the Emergency. It's like Crystal Light powder plus vodka, and then optional if you have champagne.
Oh.
Put that
I
in
do
there.
Have champagne at home right now.
You're so classy.
Brad bought me champagne last night.
Is it to celebrate your new house?
The new digs? Oh, yeah.
Hell, awesome. Yeah.
He doesn't drink, but he always picks me out the best stuff. Like he just knows how to pick like what wine I'm gonna like or what champagne is great. So he's a sober connoisseur. If that makes sense.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
He needs to pick some stuff out for us.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What's next on the list?
Okay. There's no name for it Okay. Spiking kosher grape juice with more vodka than you thought possible will yield the holiest of all beverages. And if you don't use kosher grape juice, apparently it'll just suck. So
it has to be kosher grape juice with vodka? Or what was it?
Yeah, with vodka.
Huh.
Like a ton of it.
Is that like a grape knee-high?
I don't know. I don't really drink a whole lot of vodka, but that does sound pretty tasty, though. I feel like it would taste like an Otter Pop, like a grown-up Otter Pop.
Which I do. I also have Otter Pops in my house.
Which they are called. That's their official name.
Yeah. So we have an argument at our house at the moment. We tend to have a lot of different arguments. Like Melissa and I disagree that warm pineapple is amazing. I think it's amazing.
I don't want to go into this right now.
Okay. No, we're going to go into this. A little tangent here. She thinks warm pineapple is the most disgusting thing ever. Which, yeah, we disagree. One thing we also disagree on, I believe in crunchy cookies.
Oh,
she believes in soft cookies.
It's not a belief if it's a fact.
Oh, what the hell? Screw you.
Well, may I first say that I hate pineapple, period. So I disagree with both of you.
Oh, okay.
I don't eat. Pineapple is like, I despise it. And if it's
but it
on
makes
a
certain
pizza,
things taste good.
No,
if it's on a pizza. Oh God.
But not when it's warm and on a pizza, and it ruins the cheese and it ruins everything.
And that's like, the thing is, like, if someone orders Hawaiian pizza, they're like, "We'll just pick off the pineapple." I'm
yeah,
like,
that
I can
doesn't
still
work.
Taste it. It's horrible.
Yeah. It's sweet and disgusting, and I don't want that on my pizza.
Like, fruit on pizza doesn't work.
It totally works. What is a tomato?
Well, I know, but a tomato is like a freak fruit. It like wants to be a vegetable so bad.
A tomato is a freak food. I love it.
I mean, you wouldn't put a tomato in a fruit salad, would you?
I would.
No! What is wrong with you?
Well, because my fruit salads, I put lime juice, salt, and the spicy powder.
What?
Oh, yeah, you're weird like
I'm
that.
I'm Mexican.
Oh, my God.
This tasted good, but yeah, you did put a spice on watermelon.
Yeah, it's like the little powdered tajin. Actually, Hair Club, our boss, he sent me an email the other day, and he's like, "Vicky, look what I bought." And he bought it online, which I found it at a store.
What is it called?
Tajin. It's T-A-J-I-N. And it's like this, some of it has like a limey, like lime taste to it, but it also, it's like spicy and salty, and you put it on your fruit, like watermelon and pineapple and mangoes.
I will try that.
Yeah, I will bust them out. We will have a little taste test.
I do like to cut up, going back to tomatoes, the weird fruit, I like to put salt on tomatoes.
Yeah, that's,
like, if I ever slice one up, I'll put a little salt on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll eat it whole.
I like salty stuff.
Yeah. Now I want a Bloody Mary. Is that weird?
I'm not a Bloody Mary. But going back to the pineapple thing, like, I know someone that they brought warm pineapple, like, covered in cinnamon, and it's just, I wasn't having a good day before that happened, and he brought it out, and I just snapped and yelled at him about how horrible warm pineapple is, how horrible he is, and, like, just, like, laid it all out, and I'm pretty sure he hates me now, but... if you want to get me like really angry really fast, just
the pineapple. What was the other one though? What were we talking about? Like, there's another thing we disagree on. What were you just reading? Something.
This grape juice and vodka.
Crap! I totally forgot we were like the main point. I was trying to get to this because we don't agree on the cookies, we don't agree on pineapple, and we don't agree on crap.
You know what we do with our cookies, whether they're soft or crunchy. Take vanilla ice cream, throw a couple cookies on top, and then just smash it all in there. It's almost like a homemade blizzard type of deal, but we had some of that last night. It was delicious.
Damn, it's going to drive me insane. I can't remember, Melissa. What is the other thing we always fight about in the house?
Food?
I think
it's Otter Pops.
Otter Pops.
Back to the Otter Pops.
Thank you. Her boyfriend, like, I agree with her on this. Her boyfriend does not call them Otter Pops.
What does he call them?
Freeze Pops.
I don't even listen to him because he's just wrong.
Well, because he's from the Midwest. So, like, I get, like, Otter Pops are a brand name.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, thumbs are fingers, but not all fingers are thumbs kind of a thing. Yeah. So, like, all of them are basically the same thing, but not all of those, like, little treats are Otter Pops. Yeah.
But that's what you call them. Yeah.
All of them. Like, you call Q-tips. You call all Q-tips Q-tips, even though they're different brands.
Yeah.
But he's not cool with that. So screw him, Colin. Screw you. It is an Otter Pop.
This is not about an Otter Pop, but it's something that we also disagree about. I don't know if I brought it up to the apartment. But, okay, so do you call potato bugs, is that the name that you call them, potato bugs?
I call them roly poly.
So you call them roly polies or pill bugs. Like,
yeah. See. Okay. Now we're going to get into an argument because I call them potato bugs.
I call them potato bugs.
And
too.
I guess Colin call them roly polies.
I call them roly polies because it's the childhood thing. I don't call them that because that's their technical name. It's just like when you're a kid. It's like I say potty. Like, I'm going to go potty because that's, like, your little kid way of saying it.
Yeah.
I know they're called potato bugs, but that's just... Yeah, I say them as to be cute and childish.
That's probably the scientific name is potato bug, but apparently it has nothing to do with a potato, so why would you call it a potato bug? And that's the argument that I get, but, I mean, that's their name.
Yeah. That's what I call them. I'm a potato bug girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just see them and I get them the hell out of my house, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend who had her house infested with them. I'm like, oh, no, not...
No.
Like, I was helping her move out and there's a bunch of dead ones. I'm like, what the hell?
So, I just don't like bugs, period.
No. Anyways. But yeah, we argue. If you have any, we also have the what is a chode argument. I don't even know if I could say that. I'm pretty sure I can. But what's a chode? Is it male stuff that is short but thick? Or is it the area between the genitals and
the
butt?
See, I call that the gooch.
See, I call that many things. Is it the fleshy fun bridge? But if you go to Urban Dictionary,
fleshy fun bridge?
It's from Cards Against Humanity.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
It's the taint. Like, I think it's the taint.
The taint or the gooch.
But I call it, like, when I was at middle school, we'd call each other chode, and that's what that's what chode was to us. But
I'm going to look it up on Urban Dictionary.
It gives you both. It gives you, the first one is going to say the genitalia. The second one's going to tell you it's the taint. The third or fourth one's going to tell you people looking up Urban Dictionary arguing over the definition of chode.
Okay, the one that...
I've memorized this. We've had this argument.
The top definition
is... I feel like we've argued about this a while.
A penis that is wider than it is long.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which I don't
think. And then it says 20 words related to chode, and then it's a bunch of things I can't say.
Yeah. Right. But the second one is the taint. The third or fourth is people arguing over the definition.
Yeah, a chode is a bunch of people that sit around and argue over the definition of the word chode.
Right? So, damn it. Okay, let's get back to the list. Let's get drunk, because we're going to argue all day. So please tell us what you think. Is it what the chode is, what an otter pop's called? Pineapple, yay or nay? What kind of cookies are the best? And
potato bugs.
Yes.
Great. Okay. So this, back to the list. This is called Jesus Juice. It's red wine, Dr. Pepper, or cola.
Oh, that's an Italian thing.
Yeah.
What?
In Italy, yes. So my girlfriend moved to Rome several years ago, and when she came back, this was like her big thing was red wine and Coca-Cola, and I was like, the F are you talking about? And I tried it, and it was actually really good.
Mm. I think my mom does something with wine. Like, she'll put Sprite or something. I think she might do Coke, too, just because to even it out.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, I was very skeptical, especially because I'm kind of a wine snob, but I tried it and I was like, all right, that's not too bad.
It's like, you know, drinking like a cheapy wine. I think this might be perfect for you, Melissa, because you do get drunk so fast. You just mix it in with something so you can make it last longer.
Yeah. And the other thing is you don't have to get, I mean, I wouldn't use like a nice wine. Like, you can just get basic, boring wine. Yeah, and it's pretty good. I think you should try it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like, my section seems to be all about wine. This next one is a two-buck chuck sangria.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then there's the recipe. I love
You guys
cheap
are
wine.
All about sangria, aren't you?
Well, that became our house thing.
Yeah.
So I love the story behind it because Melissa and I were waiting. We were waiting for a friend to get off work because we were going to go to GameWorks that night. And we're like, well, what are we going to do? And I sit there. I'm like, well, we can get day drunk. She looks at me like, I didn't expect her to say yes. I thought she'd be like, oh yeah, shut up, Vicky. But she's like, oh my God, yes. Like, let's do that. Oh, okay. So we went to the store and bought a crap ton of alcohol. Like, let's make sangria. We found a recipe. Bought, Sprite and champagne and wine and fruit.
Oh yeah, because you guys made the white one. That's right.
Yeah, we made
the
white one.
And that's a good, I feel like in the summertime, I mean, both of them are great for the summertime, but I think the white wine, like more of like a spritzer sangria, is really refreshing.
But that has become our house thing. Like, we will make sangria for parties or because we want to get drunk.
Oh my God, I want to get drunk right now. Like, I'm seriously
You have to work in like
I'm
an hour.
Shaking. I just want to drink. That it's, sounds really bad.
No, I kind of want to make sangria tonight.
I know. God, this is just a great list.
All right. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay. Also consider the time-honored combo of red wine and sun-kissed.
Oh. Like the orange soda? Yes. My mom does that, I think. She does it with orange soda, too.
Interesting.
All right.
I don't like no comment. Soda.
Okay. I think Sprite might be a better option.
Yeah.
With any wine.
Yeah. Well, this next one is not wine related. It's Mountain Dew and tequila.
Oh. What? Whoa.
It's called El Dew.
El Dew. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh God.
Mountain Dew reminds me of like seventh grade. Like, I was all about the Dew skis.
Everybody was all about the Dew, like Mountain Dew in like middle school and high school, but it was never my thing. I was all about Sprite.
And then I also remember that when the Code Red Mountain Dew came out, that was like how you would beat a drug test. Like, if you were going to get drug tested and you'd been smoking weed, it was like, oh, you got to get the Code Red Mountain Dew and flush out your system then. And that was such BS. Like, that's not going to help anything.
There was an orange Mountain Dew. I don't know if it's still around because I don't really drink soda. Ooh. But I used to get wired on that crap. Like, my dad would coach kids baseball, and all my brothers were on the team. So I would just sit there and play in the sandbox by myself, and I'd just be wired on orange Mountain Dew.
That was how you got a healthy buzz when you were a kid. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to drink some Mountain Dew and get wasted.
No, if you go to the KISW Instagram page, I posted this yesterday.
The Mountain Dew Black.
Yeah, we have our promotions office. One of our promotions guy, Johnny O, was saying, hey, look how clean it is. We removed all the boxes. They have like all the KISW shirts and everything in there. So they finally cleaned it all out. And he's like, there's so much space for activities. And I'm like, okay, so what else are you going to do? He's like, well, we're going to get rid of these cabinets. And we're going to open up that refrigerator that hasn't been open since like 2003. I'm like, no way. 2003. And there is a picture. I took a picture. There is Mountain Dew Pitch Black, which came out in like 2003 or something, 2001. But then they relaunched in like 2011. So regardless, it's
old.
It's very old. And some people were posting, oh my God, please put that on. You can put that on eBay. Maybe sell it for a lot of money.
Seriously.
I'm kind of curious if we can. Anything. So that's, sorry, my Mountain Dew story. So go check it out. It's kind of funny.
That is awesome.
I want to see them open up that refrigerator.
Oh, me too. I bet it smells lovely.
Okay.
Okay, this is the last one on my list, and it is wine related. And I actually really like this. It's called the Pink Panty Dropper.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
It's Bud Light and lemonade and vodka.
Yes.
Huh. Or like any cheaper.
Like I was going to say like pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade, yeah. And that's, it's freaking delicious.
It's called, you can call it either pink panty droppers, or if you do it with not pink lemonade and do it with regular lemonade, it's called skip and go.
Oh, yeah. Hop, skip and go naked.
Yep.
Hop, skip, and go naked.
So we used to make that in college all the time. And then I went to a bachelorette party a few weeks ago and we had it there. Just bringing back some memories from the days of old. It's great, though. It's a cheap way to get a lot of people drunk.
Yeah. Actually, why haven't we made this yet?
We can make it later today.
And delicious. Another thing that just reminded me of juice concentrate. We made these things called rocket fuels forever ago in high school, or after I was 21, I mean. we called them rocket fuels, and you would take shot glasses and line them up and then put a scoop of juice concentrate into each one and then fill it up to the brim with 105 proof vodka.
Jeez.
And take a shot of it. It's rocket fuel. Oof. It'll put hair on your chest. So
that
good.
Sounds gross.
I'm Mexican. I don't need any more hair.
Number 16. This is the one that's going to make me vomit. The key to making Jaeger bearable is finding the right mixer. Jaegermeister is the best type of alcohol when it is mixed with root beer.
I like root beer. It's an American thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Jaeger just, I've had one too many terrible experiences with it, and I just haven't recovered from that.
Fair enough. Do you do Jaeger at all?
I've never had Jaeger. I've smelled Jaeger.
It's pretty. Do you like black licorice?
No, I hate Okay, I hate black licorice.
I do not like black licorice either,
okay,
so we're good.
We're good.
We're not, nobody's arguing on this one.
And people that do like black licorice, like, I can't trust you.
Yeah.
I can't have you monsters in my life.
No, that's valid.
Both my parents love black licorice. I'm like, who are you?
Have you noticed, like, I feel like Jaeger was like a thing like 10 years ago, very much
so. It was a really
so.
Big thing.
I think now the new Jaeger is Fireball.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is the thing you party, like, you bring out to the party. This is what you're going to party hard with.
Yes.
You're not necessarily drinking it because of its delicious taste. You're drinking it because it makes you feel awesome.
Did you ever watch the YouTube video of the guy, Jaeger bombs?
Yeah. I know Steve does that. Our roommate, Steve, he's like, hey, Jaeger bomb. And I'm just like, Jaeger bombs.
It's the best. It's the best video ever.
But, like, I felt like ciders, when they first started kind of becoming popular like a couple years ago, ciders became the new Mike's Hard Lemonade. But ciders have taken on a mind, like a world of its own. Like, it's past like, oh, it's the girly drink. It is an actual, like, legit thing.
Absolutely.
I love it. I want to do like a tour of a cidery or do some cider stuff.
Have you been to Capital Cider up on Capitol Hill?
Not yet. Wait, no. Yes.
Right,
yes.
Up the hill?
I think I have once, but it was a crowded night, so you can only drink so much.
Well, I went there, and I'm a beer girl, and I love my IPAs, and I don't like sweet things, and so I went there with the predisposition that cider, it's all girly and sweet and disgusting. And so I was like, okay, can you recommend something? I typically like hoppy beers. I like IPAs. What could I have here? And she brought me this dry rhubarb cider, mm-hmm. and it was so freaking good. Like, I was like, this would get me in trouble because it's so good. And it was very comparable to like what I like in beer in a cider.
And that's I've noticed, if you go to the grocery store, like a couple years ago, you could find like one or two brands, if you're lucky, of a cider. And it was usually Angry Orchard, at least one of them, maybe Strongbow.
Yeah.
And now you're getting like really fancy ciders in cans and bottles. You got your Ace. You know, your Seattle company, something like has their own cider. And they tend to be a little drier. And I'm not much of a dry person in general. Like, I don't like dry sodas. Have you ever had one of those?
You're a wet person?
Yes, I am. Have you guys had like a dry soda before? Like,
no.
I had a dry cucumber soda once. Not my thing, but I could see how it can be somebody's thing.
What does that mean? Like,
it just, like, you know when you drink like a cider or a champagne, it's dry. It has that, it's like that. Yeah. Like, it's not as sweet. Like, you can taste the cucumber. Well, with this soda, I could taste the cucumber, and it tasted pretty much like sparkling cucumber water.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not my jam, but I know it's other people's jam.
That's interesting.
We'll have to try that too. All right, what section are you list?
This I have issues with because it's talking about Franzia, which I think is not okay.
Franzia?
Franzia.
If Sarah was here, she'd be fighting with you. Because Franzia, that is her deal. Like, she will make a pillow out of the bag.
Suckle herself to sleep.
She will, I think if she could, she'd make it a, like, I think she has or would make it a purse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's all about her Franzia.
Well, this says you should extend the life of a box of Franzia by drinking half and then refilling it with Coke. So, again, we're doing the wine.
Yeah.
We use the term wine loosely when we're talking about Franzia. But, yes, Franzia and Coke.
People make fun of it. I don't know the quality in itself, but I hear it is better to put wine in a box because it is it keeps it dark. So yeah. Wine isn't supposed to be exposed to a lot of light. So being in a box is actually better for the wine. Whether the quality of the wine is good or not,
yes.
I'm not here to say.
Well, and
I don't know.
Being that I am a little bit of a cork dork.
Cork dork. you filthy casuals.
Well, corking wine had really become like an American snobbery type thing over the years. The wine I drank last night was a twist off. It is perfectly, you can have perfectly amazing, great wine in a twist off bottle. It doesn't have to be corked. And boxed wine, that's huge in many other countries. Uh-huh. And like we just look down upon it. But now it's really become a part of American culture too. Mm-hmm. And a lot of wineries are boxing their wines. And yes, it has great benefits of keeping it dark. And you can get like four bottles in one box and it'll last you forever.
Ever. Unless it's us. Yeah. But I've seen them where they sell wine and almost like weird little cartons, which are like, you know, your single use ones. I totally see myself like,
oh, hell yeah.
Side note. Have you guys seen the trailer for Trainwreck? It has Amy Schumer in it and Bill Hader.
Yes. I'm so excited.
I'm following it on Facebook. So they'll give you little clips randomly. It's like, you know, it said something like, I don't know, but she's basically at the movie theaters and John Cena's her date.
Oh, my God.
And she's drinking out of one of those. He's like, is that a wine? Are you drinking wine right now? She's just like, no. She's just like, maybe. She just likes to get drunk, but I kind of want to, you know, maybe take those to the theater. Oh, yeah. Not that it's legal or anything, but.
I've never done that.
No, I haven't
never,
either.
Never, ever.
I haven't filled up a giant water bottle with a whole thing of wine.
Oh, yeah. Here we go with number 18, the lunchbox. Amaretto, OJ, and cheap beer. Looks like bomb.
Amaretto.
Tastes better than you think.
Amaretto, orange juice?
Orange juice and cheap beer.
No.
Nope. No,
yeah, I don't know about that.
Amaretto, I think, is good for like adding a hint of flavor. Yeah. I wouldn't like. I've done drinks that are amaretto based, and it's just way too much for me.
No.
It tastes like a dessert in a cup, and I don't. I like fruity stuff. I don't like something that's going to taste like some sort of French or Italian pastry.
Yeah.
In my cup. With
alcohol. I'm not big on amaretto.
No, maybe just splashes here. Fine.
This one I do like though. Number 19.
All right.
A healthy pour of Cafe Patron in your coffee is the perfect day drinking solution.
So. There's a Patron for coffee?
It's a coffee liqueur tequila.
Oh, geez.
Which I think could be really fun. And I like putting anything in my coffee. Like, I put whiskey in my coffee or not like at work, but.
Sure.
This right here.
Hey.
I love putting like whiskey in coffee or Bailey's in coffee or Kahlua in coffee. Anything like that is great.
We should have like a coffee alcohol taste test too.
Oh, that would be super fun.
Ooh.
I'm down.
I'd be down with that.
We'd be drunk and awake.
Number 20. Oh, here's Kahlua. French vanilla Kahlua mixed with milk and chocolate syrup. Best idea I've ever had.
Huh. I heard, like, I've seen people put Kahlua over their ice cream, like vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
I've never tried it, but is that good?
I don't know.
I would think so.
More ice cream and coffee.
Just Kahlua with
It's like a French vanilla Kahlua with chocolate syrup and milk.
Milk.
Oh, and milk. Okay, I was going to say just that. No.
It's basically just like chocolate milk is the bomb. I've rediscovered it in my adult life and it's amazing.
Yes.
So this is basically just like, you know,
do you buy the
chocolate milk on crack?
Do you buy the chocolate milk already in the containers or do you do like Ovaltine? Because I'm totally all about the Ovaltine right now.
I buy it already in the carton.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I would drink the Ovaltine or the chocolate syrup.
I like the chocolate syrup. It's just like I feel like I'm eating candy. So with the Ovaltine, I'm like, I get my vitamins.
Yeah, absolutely. More Ovaltine, please. That's the message on the decoder pen in A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah. Don't forget to drink your Ovaltine or something like that. Anyway, number 21. If you don't think vodka goes with Gatorade, you're not living your best life.
Oh, Faderade.
Gatorade.
That's what it is. Like our roommate Steve does that. He'll drink half of his Gatorade, put vodka in it, and he calls it Faderade.
Nice. And it says you can even take it to the next level with a little Red Bull. So do Gatorade, vodka, and a little Red Bull.
That means you're going to party hard. You're trying to stay hydrated, but you're going to party hard and stay awake.
And maybe give yourself a damn heart attack.
Oh.
And then also, this says, just because something is made for children does not mean you cannot use it to get your booze on. I just mixed my vodka with one of those kids' Capri Suns because I was out of orange juice. It was pretty good.
Huh.
That's what this says. All right. Mean, I think that would be good. This is a Capri Sun lemonade. Oh, there's so many good flavors of Capri Sun.
Dude, I could drink those for days.
I love Capri Sun. Yeah, I would definitely put booze in one.
Is that all of them on the list?
That's all of them on the list.
All right. Well, I have another random list if you guys want to hear about it.
What is it?
And it's made for us old ladies. First off, do you guys like going out clubbing or dancing?
No.
Not so much anymore.
Not so much ever. I don't know.
I feel like that just fades with age.
Yeah, like I used to, like, I mean, it's not so much that I like going to clubs, but every now and then, like, especially because our roommate Steve and then Sarah likes to dance. Like, it's fun to go out dancing, but after about an hour or two, I'm out. Like, okay, I don't care.
Well, I do like to go out dancing, but to like a live band
or
like
a bar.
Music.
Yeah.
I don't like, I can't do like,
Everyone's dressed to the T's and it's like everyone's super uncomfortable and they're all bitchy because you're wearing Spanx up to your neck.
And heels, and no one wants to wear heels all night.
Yeah. And it's like, but then you have the girls. Like every time I go out to a club, I wear my flats. I either wear flat boots or flat shoes. And everyone, all my friends are like, oh my God, I'm going to wear heels. Are you sure you don't want to wear heels? I'm like, I'm good. And then halfway through the night, they're walking on the street with no
barefoot.
Shoes.
Barefoot.
I'm like, have fun with that. But I have.
Careful, that's a used needle. Don't step on it.
Yeah. It's like 19 thoughts that confirm you're too old for clubbing.
Oh God.
So it says, clubbing's all kinds of fun until you reach a certain age. But how do you know if you're too old for the clubs? If you have the following thoughts. Damn it. Get off of here. Sorry, I hit the an ad. When starting your night at 10 p.m. sounds way too late.
It does.
Like, yeah, that's like half an hour before bedtime.
Right?
Should I be getting right now because I stayed up too late last night?
But it's like if you're going to, like, when I like to go out, and that's what I've been discussing, like, I'm trying to figure out my birthday plans because my birthday falls on a Friday. Last year, we ended up just going to the rickshaw and staying.
Which was so much fun.
We stayed the whole time, but I don't remember what time we actually got there, like 8 or 9, right?
Yeah.
And we partied, we drank, and we left like about a half hour to an hour before closing. And we went off and, you know, did other stuff like skinny dip. But I want to go to another bar and then maybe pre-funk at my house. But I want to end the night at Rickshaw. But if you get there at like 11, you're not going
to
be.
You're not even going to be able to sing.
Yeah, you're not going to sing karaoke, which is the whole point. So it's like, okay, I want to be at the Rickshaw by like 9.
Yeah, I'm down.
So like get there early. I'm all about getting there early. I don't like we'll start drinking at the house with some snacks, maybe some board games.
Well, even like if you go to a concert, like the opening band is usually going to start at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, you know? I'm like, that's good. That works on my timeline because then the headlining band is probably going to be done by 11. I'm going to be in bed at midnight. This is great.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't even have to wait for the whole crowd to try to leave at the same time at 2 a.m. You're good. Next on the list, you feel, I'm not going to say this word because it's actually kind of racist. You feel ripped off by paying a $20 cover to get into hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely do.
It's like, maybe a $5 cover if it's like a live DJ or a band or whatever, you got to help pay him. But I'm like, I'm paying $10 a drink here.
Yeah, I don't want to pay $20 to watch people twerking on each other.
Yeah. Ugh. It's like the lights start to give you seizures.
That is very true for me.
You have seizures?
I get, well, or no, you get like I have seizures, disoriented? I get like almost motion sickness.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't like major light shows.
You have no idea what song is playing or how everyone knows all the words.
That's
all the rap
music. Accurate.
I'm sitting there like, what? Someone's like, the little comment says, was this on the new Now That's What I Call Music Volume 100 CD?
You know what else is like, especially if you go to anything that has that kind of like EDM ravey stuff, how people know the like the individual DJs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I can't tell the difference between any of these songs. How would I ever know?
Like, I can get maybe, like, if they got, like, songs or references. Like, I was talking to Steve. We listened to, a Skrillex song.
Yeah.
And there's a line in there, like, somebody yelling, yeah, let's rage. And I was watching Grandma's Boy the other day, and freaking one of the characters says they took a clip from the movie and put it into the song.
That's right. I know what you're talking about.
So I'm just like, oh, I love finding the references. Yeah. But they'll take references from movies or other songs. So I'm like, okay, I like that.
And you know what? If it was something that I was passionate about, I'd probably know everything about it. I mean, I'm passionate about certain forms of music. That's just not one of them. But
Rush.
Like, I have people in Rush, which is next, a week from tomorrow, next Sunday. But like my sister's, you know, they listen to stuff like that. And I just, we just have a disconnect there. I don't get it. They don't get me. I don't get them. But we love each other at the end of the day. It's all good.
Are you into the EDM or do you just listen to it? Because our roommate plays it all the time.
Yeah, I have no idea. It all sounds the same to me.
I like something that just has a good beat. If I can just move my head, I don't really care. I mean, it kind of all just sound the same, but I'm like, if I can, I'm like, okay, cool, I can get into it, let my mind go, then that's cool. Next on the list, you question what kids are wearing these days.
I always do that.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, it's, like, I get the high heels, you're trying to look hot and stuff, but one, that's not comfortable, and two, you're wearing basically a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, but I'm like, oh, I mean, if you're trying to find the man of your dreams, go for it. I guess that's what
he's looking for. Right. You get him, girl. You go get
I'm
him.
I'm not judging you, but I'm sitting here like, I couldn't wear that. That does not seem comfortable and that does not seem fun.
No.
Next, doing test tube shots no longer seems appealing. Actually, that kind of.
I like doing any shots. I'm okay with that.
It sounds awesome because it's, you know, it's, you feel like you're doing science.
I love science.
You wonder if they serve your favorite brand of Chardonnay.
Well, first of all, I don't drink Chardonnay.
Oh, Merlot.
I'm a red wine girl. I want some Cab Sauv, maybe a Sangiovese.
Shoving and shouting to get a drink has lost its sparkle. That's true with any bar.
I deal with that all the time, no matter where you go. Even if you just go to like a crowded pub, you're going to deal with that. I mean, that's just part of being out.
And I think this one kind of falls along the same lines. You watch people down 5 shots in 10 minutes and wonder how they're still alive.
Yeah.
I've done that and I don't recommend it.
I mean, my tolerance has changed drastically over the last decade. I mean, it's not even funny. I'm a cheap date now. Like the other night we were at my family's cabin and I mixed things. I had a glass of wine and then I switched to IPA. So I had one glass of wine and one IPA and I was like, I feel kind of buzzed already.
It feels nice.
This is great.
Going back to Melissa. Hi. Date.
I'm trying to be like you, Melissa. I want to be a cheap date too.
Well, I mean too, like IPAs, like they've kind of gained popularity and they have a really pretty high alcohol content.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that what you like to drink? The beers you like?
Yeah, I'll drink IPAs.
Or I forget which one you don't like.
I don't really like IPAs. I'll drink it. Right. I like reds and pale ales and stuff like that.
Okay.
But what was I talking about?
About cheap dates and high alcohol content.
Yeah. So when we were younger, it was all about, you know, Bud Light, Coors Light, stuff like that. Or maybe it's still like that in college.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, as we get older, we have more refined taste. And with that taste comes more alcohol content.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it takes less to get drunk. So.
Yeah. And, like, if I go float the river, which we do, and we take our beers with us.
Now I want to.
I can drink, like, 14 Bud Lights or something like that. But if I was drinking IPAs, I'd have, like, 4 or maybe 5 and be, like, done.
Right.
So the cool thing, you're at the river, so the 14 Bud Lights would be
peeing all the way down.
No, I'm not gonna act like I don't pee in the river.
That's fine. Just don't do it next to me. We're good. You got to be upstream, downstream for me. You question how anyone is enjoying the music so loud. That's the one thing I hate. I lost them, but I kept special earbuds.
Oh yeah.
To block out, like when you go to concerts, it won't block off the quality of music, but it will like kind of chill it out so it's not really harmful to your ears. But
that's smart.
When I go to a club too or whatever, like I've been to events where it's just like people in a microphone really loud, I'll put the earbuds in.
Oh yeah,
just because I can't handle it.
Well, I mean my ears ring so bad after concerts, and I listen to music pretty loud anyway, but at concerts you're just getting destroyed, and at a club same thing, your ears are just gonna get
plus we kind of work in an industry where we kind of need our ears.
Oh yeah. And the best way to talk to someone in a concert, if you plug their ear and then talk to them, like you can actually communicate.
Yeah, because it blocks off
screaming,
loud.
You know, it's. You know.
I hate that when people scream. It's like, stop it!
Ow!
Like it wasn't hurting already. Next, you feel compelled to hand out condoms just for the way the people are dancing. It's like, wait, what's this? So what's wrong with the waltz? Maybe a little salsa, Zumba. Then you feel compelled to get tested the next day just for being there.
Yeah,
you get all sweaty and people. Claustrophobia begins to settle in.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that way. I don't like being smashed in a crowd. Even at concerts anymore, like back in the day, I would be totally fine being on the rail with like 100 people shoving around and stuff. Now I'm very content in the back with some space.
What, are you go to concerts much or like concerts? You're not
no,
at the
not
concert
really.
Going?
No. But yeah, I really don't like for
Pride,
like big events. Oh. Yeah, Pride. Like,
we went to Pride together. And it was ridiculous how many people, like, even to stand in line to get food. It was just ridiculous.
Gosh.
And we're like, you know what? We saw the parade. We can go. Let's like, I would love to party, but there's just way too many people.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say, though? Yeah, I'm the kind of person, like, when I go to friends' shows, I feel bad because, like, I'm not sitting there out moshing. I've actually never really moshed because I'm little and nobody lets me.
Yeah.
They're like, no, 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 you shouldn't be here. Move.
Get out of here, small child.
And it's not because I'm a girl. It's because I'm tiny.
Yeah.
But I remember my ex, we went to a show once and he went right into the pit. And I'm sitting there watching from the bar. I think it was Showbox Soto. So yeah. I'm sitting there from the little bar area off to the side. I'm just drinking, watching the show. And he comes back. He has like welts on his face getting in there. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm watching the show. I'm watching you. You do your thing. I'm perfectly content sitting here.
When I was a very young angsty Taryn, I was always like, I just thought it was fun. Like, I'm going to go into the pit and throw some some freaking elbows. Like, and now I don't do that anymore. You know, I'm now a lot more tame. And I look at that crowd and I'm like, wow, I totally remember being that insane. And it's good. Like, I'm glad that there are mosh pits. Like, I think it's fun. And I'm glad that people go in there and have a good time. But like, I can't hang there anymore. I'm too old for that.
Next one, your head begins to throb after one drink.
No,
not really. We're kind of a little bit experienced here. You worry your face will be frozen in the look of horror that you have had since you walked in. So you've had like a look of horror since you walked in.
My sister will do that where she watches me watch other people and she'll give me that look like, stop. You have that face. Stop. They know you're staring at them. Stop, Taryn. Don't look so judgy.
Fantasies of your couch and Netflix fill your head.
Yeah. All the time. The
one good thing when you go out, though, when you get home, you take your shoes off. Because no matter how comfortable your shoes are, if you go out, your feet are going to hurt. You take off, you know, the 20 layers of Spanx you have, everything. You just lay down in your bed. That is like the most magical moment.
Hallelujah. The taking off your bra is like
that too.
That is one of the most amazing feelings in the world.
Yep. Going home straight to bed never sounded so good. And you realize you're never leaving your house ever again after.
Yeah, sometimes I get, like, if I have a couple busy weekends in a row, then I'll, like, disconnect for one weekend. I'm like, I can't. I don't want to do anything. I've been too busy. I've been too tired. I haven't been sleeping. This weekend, no Facebook, no nothing. I'm just chilling. I love chilling.
I have one more list if you guys are interested, or we can wrap it up now.
Well, we could always save it for
the next one. I can tease it.
What is it?
12 cities you definitely want to hit up in your early 20s.
Oh, I like that.
So we can hit that up next time if
absolutely.
We give you guys a little taste. But yeah, send us an email, voicemail. We promise we'll get to them in a timely fashion, maybe.
Yeah, we're so sorry. We're bad.
I didn't really think of looking at this spam folder. So, you know, I just thought it'd be stuff like, hey, have some free Viagra.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm good. I have all the Viagra I need. None.
Viagra.
Reminds me of, I had this really... Okay, one last story before we go. About a year ago, I get calls a lot randomly from bill collectors for a James. I don't know any James. Like I think he gave my number out to a bunch of different, like, his student loans and everything, and they call me like, "Is James there?" I'm like, "Sorry, this isn't his number. I get called by a lot of people. He gave it out. I'm sorry." And some people are very apologetic. "We're so sorry. We'll take this off the list." I have people that don't believe me. They're like, "Is this 425 blah 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 blah?" I'm like, Yes, but I've had this number since I was 17. I'm in my mid-20s now, so this isn't his number. And they get mad at you. But I had one guy call me. Like, I would get spam calls as well for a while. This man from a different country, and I don't want to be racist, but you can tell he was from a different country. He had a very thick accent. He's like, "Ma'am, would you like, it's like, I'm here to talk to you about, how is your love life? I'm here to talk to you about Cialis and Viagra." And I'm like, I am 24 years old at the time. I do not need it. I'm good.
Everything's working.
I'm like, everything's working with me and my partner. And it's like, "No, no, no, ma'am. I'm not asking how old you are. I'm asking, are you happy with your sex life?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I am. I don't need that. Please stop calling me." And hung up on him.
Oh my God.
Next day he calls me, "Hey ma'am, remember me? I'm here to ask you about your sex life." I'm like, "Oh my God, that was just so creepy." Because he's like, "Jeez. Remember me?" Like, he's mad.
That's amazing.
Like, no, I don't want it. Like, I've told myself the next time he called, I'll be like, "Okay, here's the deal, buddy. My husband just died. Thanks. Bye." Like, I was so mad. Like, I wanted to, like, make him feel bad and leave me the hell alone. Luckily, he never called me again, but.
Oh my God.
Freaking Viagra.
That'd be so fun, though. If you're a cold caller, like, that'd probably be the most fun thing to call people about.
Well, Viagra helps a lot of people do a lot of really good things.
It's like, it's good for your heart too, man. Get the blood flowing.
Heck yeah. Nothing, no shame.
You just go for it, man.
Get it up.
Well, this is a very interesting episode of the broadcast.
That was a fun one. Yeah. I'm excited.
Alcohol, sexy time, emails. Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah, and, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.